Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
New Scientist news in brief from 16th of June 2018. Jupiter's lightning helps map its water stores. The Juno spacecraft has collected data from lightning strikes on Jupiter that may help us figure out where the planet stores its water and how much there is. That is because lightning in the gas giants is believed to come from clouds of water, like it does on Earth. When Galileo Probe dove into Jupiter's atmosphere in 1995, it found much less water than expected. It's become evident that the probe fell into a dry spot in the atmosphere, says William Kurt at the University of Iowa, who worked on two studies to map Jupiter's lightning. It seems that most of that missing water is in the planet's northern hemisphere, and there's some in the south, but it's almost none at the equator. Past Jupiter's probes have only detected lightning related to radio waves at frequencies a million times lower than the Earth's highest frequency lighting. But Juno got a much closer look at the previous spacecraft. During its first eight orbits in 2016 and 2017, its microwave radiometer detected 389 lightning signals at higher frequencies we see from Earth's lightning. Another instrument detected more than 1,600 lower frequency lightning strikes called whistlers because their pitch falls like a slide whistle as they travel. They are typically 1 to 30 of these flashes per square kilometre per year. Earth has about 6 flashes per square kilometre per year. Whatever that means. Kidney cancer uses immune cells tricks. Cancerous kidney cells have brought us a step closer to grasping how cancer spreads to form potentially fatal secondary tumours. Sakari Vanharanta of the Medical Research Council Cancer Unit at the University of Cambridge and his colleagues found that in order to spread, kidney cancers cells exploit a gene that is healthy, that healthy white blood cells use to roam about the body. Comparing the cells of human kidney cancers, the researchers found that those with the ability to spread had increased activity in two regions of the genome. These act as accelerator pedals, boosting the activity of nearby genes. These enhancers influence the gene known to help white blood cells to move around the body and into organs to fight infections. The gene is up to 20 times more active in the kidney cancer cells that could spread than the ones that couldn't. Silencing these enhancers in kidney cancer cells stopped them from spreading when injected into mouse. Vaharantra believes other types of cancer may also spread by stealing other cells' tricks. It might be possible to stop cancers spreading by targeting these enhancers, he said. Thieving whales filch tons of fish. Sperm whales are tracking fish boats off the coast of Alaska and nabbing the fish from the lines. Now it seems they take about 5% of the fishing industry's annual quotas. Lone sperm whales harass boats in the east of the Gulf of Alaska. When they target a boat, they work fast to pick fish from the hooks, often without being seen. Megan Peterson at Sierra Nevada College and her colleagues tracked the whales' impact on the Alaskan sable fishery over 27 years. They found that one whale can take a quarter of the ship's catch in one go. They may return many times an hour. This means that $5 to $8 million annual loss for Alaska's 100 million sable fish industry.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.